Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit India in December for annual summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Putin emphasizes need to build effective and mutually beneficial trade ties with India. United States Trade Representative Jameson Greer terms India's approach in trade negotiations with US as pragmatic, says two sides are trying to negotiate a deal. Trump administration lays out proposal to 9 top US colleges and universities, offering preferential access to federal funds. 7 Baloch civilians extrajudicially killed by Pakistan security forces in Balochistan as cycle of persecution continues across the province. And India's Mirabai Chanu wins silver medal in women's 48-kilogram category at World Weightlifting Championships in Firth, Norway. Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India in December for an annual summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, according to the Kremlin. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed that the visit is scheduled to take place before the new year. The spokesman added that preparations for the visit are in full swing. This will be the Russian leader's first visit to India since the start of the Ukraine conflict in early 2022. The Russian president has said he is looking forward to his upcoming visit to India early December and meeting with his dear friend and Russia's trustworthy partner, Prime Minister Modi. More from our correspondent.
Speaking at the 2025 Valdai Discussion Club meeting in Sochi, President Putin reaffirmed Moscow's long-standing trust in New Delhi and described Prime Minister Modi as a very reasonable, wise leader, strongly oriented towards the interests of his nation. He praised special relations with India, rooted in historical ties dating back to the Soviet era, noting that current trade turnover between the two countries falls short of its true potential. President Putin emphasized the need to build effective, mutually beneficial trade ties. He said the focus now must be on resolving key issues in order to unlock greater opportunities. This includes addressing logistics challenges, improving financing mechanisms, and finding new solutions for cross-border payments within the BRICS instruments on bilateral basis using the rupee or a third country currency or using the electronic payment methods. President Putin acknowledged the existing trade imbalance with India and said he has already instructed the Russian government, including Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov, head of the Intergovernmental Commission, to come up with concrete measures to strengthen trade and economic ties. Shagun Chopra for World News.
The United States Trade Representative, USTR Jameson Greer, has termed India's approach in trade negotiations with the US as pragmatic and said the two sides are trying to negotiate a deal. During a fireside chat at the Economic Club of New York, Greer spoke about the continuing negotiations with India. Greer also spoke about additional 25% tariffs on India for purchasing Russian oil, arguing that the US is not trying to dictate terms to a sovereign nation. Greer also believed that New Delhi understands the US objective of ending the war in Ukraine and is already diversifying its energy needs. He also highlighted that India is not alone in buying Russian oil, and the Trump administration has pressed the Europeans and the Chinese to halt their purchase. The statement comes days after Greer met Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal in New York on September the 22nd. The meeting focused on addressing key sticking points as both sides remain hopeful of reaching an interim understanding soon. A statement by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry also said that the Indian delegation had constructive meetings with the US government on various aspects of the deal. India has condemned the terror attack on the Heaton Park Synagogue in Manchester, UK, during Yom Kippur services yesterday. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs expressed solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom in this moment of grief. The ministry also conveyed its sadness that this heinous act committed on the International Day of Nonviolence. It emphasized that the attack is yet another grim reminder of the challenge the world faces from the evil forces of terrorism, which the global community must combat and defeat through united and concerted action. The ministry said India's thoughts and prayers are with the victims, their families, and the city of Manchester. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The White House has laid out a proposal to 9 top US colleges and universities offering preferential access to federal funds in exchange for agreeing to a set of demands. Among the requirements in the document titled Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education, the administration requires a ban on considering race, sex, or gender identity in admissions and financial support. It also calls for banning considering those factors in faculty hiring. In addition, signees would be required to freeze tuition rates charged to American students for the next 5 years. The memo said schools that adopt the agreement are promised a number of benefits, including priority treatment for grants. They would also be prohibited from having any more than 15% of the undergraduate population as international students. There is also a requirement for the universities to prioritize merit and share all known information about international students upon request to the Department of Homeland Security and the State Department. The Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, PANC, has stated that 7 Baloch civilians were extrajudicially killed by Pakistan security forces in Balochistan yesterday as the cycle of persecution continues amid a surge in extrajudicial killings, enforced disappearances and torture across the province. The leading human rights organization mentioned that 3 bullet-ridden bodies were discovered in the Sorab Dam area in Buleda Kech district. The rights body stated that 2 of them were drivers engaged in cross-border trade and residents of the Gardank area in Kech. It added that they were forcibly disappeared from Minaz city in Buleda by Pakistani security forces. Additionally, Nizar Arz Muhammad, also a driver engaged in cross-border trade and resident of Jain in Parun Panjgur district, was forcibly disappeared by Pakistani security forces from the same region. According to the rights body, these cold-blooded assassinations are a manifestation of the genocidal state, terrorism and systematic extermination campaign waged by Pakistani security forces against the Baloch people, deliberately targeting even defenseless children to instill terror and crush their national spirit. And now news from the world of sports.
Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu has clinched silver in the women's 48 category at the World Championship in Forth, Norway. Chanu lifted a total of 101.99 kg, including 84 kg snatch plus 115 kg clean and jerk to secure second place overall. This marked Chanu's first World Championship since 2022 and her second competition since finishing fourth at the Paris 2024 Olympics. The gold medal went to defending world champion Ri Song-gum from Korea, who lifted a total of 213 kg. At the ongoing World Para Athletics Championships underway in New Delhi, India added 2 more medals, bringing the tally to 4 gold, 5 silver and 2 bronze. Paralympic champion and India's flag bearer Tharambir Nain won silver in the men's F51 club throw with a best attempt of 29.71 meters. Alexander Radicic of Serbia took gold. In the men's discus throw F57, Atul Kaushik secured bronze with a throw of 45.61 meters. Libya's Mahmoud Rajab won the gold. With this, India now stands 7th in the overall medals tally. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Sports Desk.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit India in December for annual summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Putin emphasizes need to build effective and mutually beneficial trade ties with India. United States Trade Representative Jamieson Greer terms India's approach in trade negotiations with US as pragmatic, says two sides are trying to negotiate a deal. Trump administration lays out proposal to 9 top US colleges and universities offering preferential access to federal funds. 7 Baloch civilians extrajudicially killed in Pakistan by Pakistan security forces in Balochistan as cycle of persecution continues across the province. And India's Mirabai Chanu wins silver medal in women's 48-kilogram category at World Weightlifting Championships in Firth, Norway. And that is the end of this news bulletin.